There are 211 appointees nominated by either Governor Thompson or McCallum who have been in limbo. Senate Democrats never confirmed their appointments. They include 6 cabinet secretaries, including the secretaries of the DNR, Health and Family Services, Commerce, and Financial Institutions. They also include 4 regents on the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. Former Republican legislator Lolita Schneiders is a regent. She was nominated 2 years ago. Schneiders says at that time she inquired several times about when she should clear her calendar for a confirmation hearing. She says the Senate Democrat who chaired the committee to handle Board of Regents confirmations put her off repeatedly.
It seemed strange until finally the realization came that there was not going to be any confirmation.
Schneiders says she believes the committee chair took his marching orders from Senate leadership.
It became clear that this was a strategy that I suspect Senator Koala was using to leave those open for the next governor, who he hoped would be a Democrat.
Senator Koala's office did not respond to our request for comment. The 4 regents not confirmed were nominated to the board for terms set to expire in 2007 or 2008. 3 other regents' terms expire next year. 2 more of the regents' terms have already expired. Jim Doyle could, if he chose, sweep in 9 new regent appointees. His spokesperson says the governor-elect needs to look at vacancies and the appointees not confirmed, but no decision has yet been made. Clearly, Governor Doyle will appoint his own cabinet secretaries, but there are 6 serving now who will never have had that formal endorsement of confirmation. Secretary of Employee Relations Peter Fox is not one of them, but he says cabinet secretaries deserve speedy confirmation.
It's a lingering, unpleasant feeling. Everyone I know who is in the position of serving without confirmation is doing so with all their energy and all their thought process, but I would imagine it would be a personal disappointment to them to have rendered the service to the state and not have received the courtesy of a Senate confirmation.
Regent Schneiders believes, in keeping with his pledge to mend divisions of the past, Governor-elect Doyle will respect previous governor's nominations to positions not yet expired. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.